Lisa Dedden Cooper with AARP of Michigan. Lisa, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me back on the program.
Well, we wanted to have you back. There's so much to talk about when it comes to the issues of the AARP, especially since members or people can sign up at the age of 50. How did that occur?
Well, actually, AARP, the membership age over many years has gone down some, but the mission has stayed the same. We've been in existence for just over 50 years. We were created as a result of the idea and the observations of a retired high school principal back in the 50s named Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus. And she had come upon an old teacher of hers living in a chicken coop because she was so impoverished. And that observation, running into her old teacher and seeing her circumstances, gave Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus the inspiration to begin to bring people together so that people would have an opportunity to have their voices heard, but to be able to age with dignity and age with purpose.
How many members are a part of the AARP of Michigan and nationally?
Well, in Michigan, we've got just about 1.4 million members. And at the national level, it's, I think, about close to 40 million now. One of the ways we look at what's the total membership is we look at the magazine subscriptions. And we have the AARP magazine with a subscription of about 36 million people right now, I believe.
Has the AARP been happy with Governor Rick Snyder?
Well, in some situations, with regard to some issues, we've agreed, and with some issues, we have disagreed. With regard to disagreement, you may remember last year, he ushered in a new pension tax, and that has been an issue that AARP has been strongly opposed to and remain opposed to, because Michigan and our seniors and our workers have planned for their retirement, and in particular, people who are retired now don't have an opportunity to get back into the job market to make up for the money now that has to go to the pension tax. And this is something that people have not yet felt the full impact, but we are still hopeful that before people feel the full impact, that the legislature will actually take action and right this wrong.
Lisa, if people want more information about the AARP of Michigan, where do they go?
They can always go to our website, aarpmichigan.org/MI. And also on that site, they can learn more about how the state can save money on the issue that we talked about on Friday, which is with regard to the delivery of long-term care services. We think that's a big and important issue that the state is missing out on savings and missing out on an opportunity to plan for a sustainable system for the future as the population ages.
Lisa Dedden Cooper is with the AARP of Michigan. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.